Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
Well, today, one of the two constituencies where we are certain of change, Castletown, where Tony Brown retires to be replaced by, well, we'll find out on September the 29th. That's the election date. And one of those lining up for the electors in a political beauty contest is Richard Ronan, former commissioner, 48, married with three children, runs a building business. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
Resigned from the commissioners in February, quoting the erosion in local authority powers as a reason. He went further to describe the role of local authorities as largely futile. Strong criticism. Is that how you see it?
Criticism off the system, not criticism off the commissioners. The commissioners, as I said recently, I believe they're the unsung heroes of the Isle of Man. They put in an awful lot of time.
Putting aside being attacked when you go back to Castletown by the commissioners, no, the role of it, the powers they have, you say, makes them largely futile.
Yes, I do believe that. And that's, at the end of the day, I served 7 years. I was elected in 2004. When I came into this, it was to make a difference to Castletown and its people. After a short while, you soon realise that's not going to be the case.
So what did you achieve in those 7 years?
Very little.
Oh, dear. Well, you're about to ask for 5 years as an MHK.
It's very little you can achieve, John. This is what the message I'm trying to get across is that, you get a little bit play parks and a little bit of housing stuff going on, but there's actually policy. There's very little you can do because everything basically is fed from Douglas. You get fed the scraps. You get all this, the correspondence to read, and you put in your input and you get very little back out of it.
So if you become an MHK, would you aim to give the local authorities more power?
Absolutely. But in the current 24 structure, that's going to be impossible. We have to look at the picture moving forward, the Isle of Man moving forward. And I think if we're going to be big players internationally, we have to get it right from the bottom up. And it's not
that. So how many local authorities should we have?
I think John Remington had it close about 5-6 years ago. Even, at that time, I was against that at the time because I'd only just become a commissioner. But on hindsight, looking at it, it was a pretty good system, the 4+1. But I didn't think that system had enough soul, if you like. I think it needs to be revisited, and that's the sort of system we
should
be.
So he proposed north, south, east, west, and a big one in the middle.
Yeah, Douglas, wasn't it, really? Yeah, yeah.
As far as Castletown as a community is concerned, what problems beset Castletown?
Castletown's a beautiful place.
You agree with that, but
it's a very small place. The problems we've had, obviously, Castletown's had a bit of a seismic shift in the centre of the town, obviously, with the Callow's Yard development. That's open to debate.
What effect has that had on the community?
Largely negative, I think. Don't get me wrong; we're pleased something was done there, but it did. Tear the heart out of Castletown for a little bit, that's for sure.
But it put the heart back in it, hopefully. I mean, has it actually achieved anything? You do have a shopping development in the middle of Castletown, which was
We have buildings in the centre of Castletown, and there's a few shops that get moved about a little bit. They don't seem to be successful. There's a fusion bar in the first floor, which has been quite a success, like a sports bar.
Would you like to see more down there?
Of course I would, yes.
As far as Castletown is concerned, it needs room for expansion, obviously. As you say, it's a small area. The obvious place would seem to be Scarlet.
No, I totally disagree. You say it needs room for expansion. Castletown in land size is 0.9 of a square mile. There's very few places we can go. Scarlet, I would disagree with expanding large areas of Scarlet. It obviously has started there with Knockrushan. There's other areas if you go down the back of the Witch's Mill, Malou Road especially. There was a development proposed by Simon Crooko there, Meadowgate, which is a formation of a new town, if you like.
And so there is room there?
In Castletown and its surrounding areas, for sure, yeah.
You use this phrase, it's time for Ireland's politicians to reprioritise the needs of their communities and the range of changing issues that people need them to address. What do you mean by that exactly, as quickly as possible?
Change their priorities. Obviously, going outwards, going international. We need to... The Isle of Man, as I said recently, they seem to hide behind a bush and, they're frightened to go out into the big world. Well, let's face it, this world has changed now. You've got social media, you've got internet, you've got everything. The Isle of Man has to play a role in the world stage, and that's what I mean by that, John.
And who would you like to lead us there? Who would you like to see as Chief Minister?
Well, there's a few candidates being bandied about. I think there's a few strong candidates.
Can I draw a name out of you?
Probably not at the moment, but there's a few I would like to talk to if I got in. But I think I'm sure there's strong enough candidates there to lead us forward.
Well, Mr. Ronan, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Richard Ronan, who's a candidate in the election, it'll be on September the 29th, and he's standing in the constituency of Castletown. It's 8 o'clock.